Then there is some other ahkam with regards to mu'mineen, and they get married, and if you have to divorce the woman before spending time with her in the all masail, we're not going into all the masail there. Now we come again to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here in this next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes all the type of woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to marry. Now it's a lengthy ayat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all the different type of women. And then one category that is only permissible for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not for others is where a lady could gift herself to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She would gift herself, she would give herself over to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as his wife, as a gift. Wahabat nafsaha. She would give herself as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there were instances of this when Sahabiyat, they came up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they wanted to gift themselves to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't accede to these type of gifts, although it was permissible for him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explains that for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although he was allowed more than four wives. Now we know that when a person has got more than one wife, he has to spend equal time with each wife. He must spend equal time. Sometime there may be a wife who has got four or five children. Man got two wives, the one wife got five children, the other wife got one child. So definitely the wife who got five children, she will need more money to buy groceries because she got more mouths to feed. And the one who got one child, she will need lesser groceries. So she will get a lesser allowance. Then the one who got five children, she may need a bigger house because she got more children. The one who got one child, she may need a smaller house because she only got one child. So that is permissible. That is permissible. But what is not permissible is where the person doesn't spend equal time with each wife. If you got more than one wife, he has to spend equal time with each wife. And that is what our people are not doing. That is the sickness today. The person is not spending equal time with each wife. And the masla is so strict that if the person, say for example, he got two wives, Fatima and Amina. So now if Monday is Fatima's turn, so Monday night after Maghrib, he cannot even go and visit Amina. He's not allowed to even go and visit Amina. Because from Maghrib after Maghrib is Fatima's time. That time now belongs to her. Then Tuesday is Amina's turn. From after Maghrib, he can't go and visit Fatima. This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now imagine, look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolves Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam of this. That you don't have to give each wife equal time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given this permission. That you don't have to give each wife equal time. Although he is given this permission, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so strict upon himself that he makes sure he gives each wife equal time. Each wife must be given equal time. Then between Asr and Maghrib Salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go and visit all the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Spend a few minutes at each Ummul Mu'mineen. He would spend a few minutes, and then after Maghrib, then he would go to the house where it was that Ummul Mu'mineen's turn. He would go to that house. So much so that even in his marz-e wafat, in his final sickness also, when he was so weak, he still kept up with the turns. But then he started saying, whose turn is tomorrow? Whose turn is tomorrow? So the Ummahatul Mu'mineen also very, very intelligent. They realize that no, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to be in Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala's house. So then they all gave him permission. They gave him permission that no, it is fine. You don't have to move around now. You can go away and you can stay at Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala's house. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so fair. that even on taking the Ummahatul Mu'mineen on safar, even on taking them, like now he's going on journey, sometimes you can't take all and go on the journey, but he's going on the journey, at that time also he used to see that he is fair with the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Even if there's 2-3 Ummahatul Mu'mineen and they're traveling, now he would ride next to this one, then he would ride next to this one, then he would ride next to that one, give all of them equal time. Then there is no problem on the man's side. But the point here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still adhered to it. And then, you see the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, this ayat comes in the end of the 21st Sipara. The Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and we discussed it in a previous Ramadan, that they came once and they requested Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a little more nafaqa, little more allowance. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became upset that these are the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They mustn't have any inclination towards dunya. So eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat that, O wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kunta turidna al-hayata al-dunya wa zinata, in kuntunna turidna al-hayata al-dunya wa zinataha, fata'alayna umatti'kunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jameela. That if you want this extra nafaqa, you want more things with regards to dunya, although Ummahatul Mu'mineen, we're not asking for any luxuries whatsoever. Nothing, no luxury whatsoever. Now that is a different story altogether, I'm not going into that. But the ayat was that if you all want that, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would divorce you. You will be separated from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a nice way, and you all will be given whatever you all want of the dunya. But if you all want Allah and His Rasul, wa dar al-akhirah, then you forget about dunya, you choose Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes first to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he explains to her this ayat. And he says to her that look, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had a lot of muhabbat for her. So he says to her that don't make a hasty decision. Go and discuss it with your parents first. Because he's thinking now she's young, she may just in haste now make a wrong decision. So he told her, rather you go discuss it with your parents first, and then come with your decision. She told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's there to decide about this? I have already chosen Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's there to decide and still make mashwara and all that? And then all the Ummahatul Mu'mineen followed in the same pattern as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. They all, not one of them opted that no, you know, we can't live like this anymore and we need more. No. All of them opted for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this incident took place, as a reward to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَحِلُّ لَكَ النِّسَاءُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you can't marry any more women. And you cannot change these wives also. You can't divorce this one and marry another one. When they made a choice like this, then as a reward for them, see how Allah Pak rewarded them. Then you all chose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not marry any other woman. You all will be his wives in this dunya and in Jannat. Then there is one more ayat we'll take here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, and he says, O you who have brought iman, لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتَ النَّبِي إِلَّا أَن يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامٍ غَيْرَ نَاظِرِينَ إِلَىٰ. That O people who have brought iman, do not enter the houses of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except if you have been granted permission to come for a meal, you have been invited, come and partake of a meal, and then to غَيْرَ نَاظِرِينَ إِلَىٰ. Don't come from so early that now you're waiting there now for the food is still getting prepared, now you are waiting there because you are in the way. Walakin idha du'itum, but if you have been invited, fadkhulu, then enter the home. فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا, once you have eaten, go away. وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثِ, don't sit there now and start talking. You have eaten, you were invited for a meal, you have partaken of your meal, after your meal, now go away. إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِ النَّبِيَّ, that this behavior of yours, it gives taklif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You come there sometime from long in advance, and then after the meal is finished, now you are still sitting. Now this causes taklif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But fayastahyi minkum, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shy. He won't tell anything. He just sits. He carries on sitting. You are causing him taklif. He got other things to do. You wasting his time. But he will just sit. He won't say anything. So yastahyi minkum, but wallahu la yastahyi min al-haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not shy of the truth. So Allah Pak is telling you what the truth is. So don't cause the thief. So here too we must take a lesson. We must take a lesson. Wallahi, sometime we go away, invited somewhere. Dawats, we must try and finish up before Isha. By before Isha, the meal must be over. Everything must be finished. Now you go after Isha, then the man, no, sit for tea. Now tea, then dessert, then sitting and sitting and sitting. The bitari, lady of the house, she's half falling off to sleep that side. She went to sleep. When the visitors are gone, that man put his pyjamas, he's gone in the bed. Now who must come and clear up all here? Now midnight, that lady must come now and clear up. And tomorrow morning, that man is snoozing again. Who must wake up and get the children ready to go to school? So we must think all these things. We must think. We are invited somewhere. So you go, you have the meal is finished, you go away. If you have to come back after Isha, quickly some cup of tea or dessert or something, have it, take leave and go. But just sitting, and then sometime the Fajr namaz gets shaheed also for sitting so long. This is not right. Just sit and make panchayat and carry on. This is incorrect. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in the Quran Sharif. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. And when you ask the Ummahatul Mu'mineen for anything, if you have come to the house and you are asking the Ummahatul Mu'mineen for anything, فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ, then ask them from behind the parda, from behind the curtain. ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنْ, this is more chaste, more pure for your hearts and for their hearts. But alhamdulillah, in our zamana, we got such pious people that they can be dressed immodestly and they can talk to any man and that man can talk to any woman, but nothing happens to their hearts. The Ummahatul Mu'mineen, their hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to make fikr for. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their hearts Allah Pak had to make fikr for. But in this zamana, mashallah, we got such people that we don't need no one to make fikr on our hearts. And if the ulama have to tell them also, they say, no, you Maulvis, you are too narrow-minded. Haji Bai, Haji Ben, everything is happening there. Umrah, Hajj, everything. That Haji Bai, Haji Ben, they become like closer than blood relatives too. Because their hearts are all pure. But there was a problem with Ummahatul Mu'mineen's hearts, see? And a problem with the Sahaba's hearts. Wa na'uzu billahi min zalik. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, it is for us to think. If Allah Pak revealed this ayat for Ummahatul Mu'mineen and for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were the most pious people, the greatest akabir, the greatest, greatest Adim, Buzurg, Sheikh, Bacha of this Zamana, whether it is Imam Ghazali, whether it is Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, whether it is Junaid Baghdadi, whether it is Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, they cannot come near the dust on the shoes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. All of them put together will not come near the dust of the shoe of the lowest ranking Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala. But Allah Pak is instructing those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that you, if you don't have to talk to the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, you talk from behind the curtain. This is more pure for your hearts and for their hearts. So who else can have ijazat to then just speak openly? Now obviously sometimes there is a zarurat, there is a necessity. That is a different issue. We have to find out the masail, etc. But just this paddy, he is my friend, this one is my friend, we go for Sunday drive together, I'm with my wife, he's with his wife, we walking up the mountain together, and we sitting, a whole group gone for tours. They're sitting in the canoes, men are here, ladies are here, chit-chatting, one fellow is with a camera, and we carrying on, but our hearts are very, very clean. So all this is incorrect. We must forget about all these things. This is where the problems start. Then someone becomes a victim there. Then someone becomes a victim. But we open the road for shaitan. We open the road for shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So these were a few ayat here where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakullahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.